Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
New figures released from Cyber Safe Kids today shows that 82% of primary school-aged children have unsupervised access to smart devices in their bedrooms. 28% of children surveyed said they can go online anytime they liked, and just half of the children said they'd spoken to a parent if they came across something upsetting. Now, the survey marks Safer Internet Day, which is an EU-wide initiative to promote a safer internet for all users, especially for children and young people. The CEO of Hotline.ie, Mick Moran, is here with me in the studio. Derek Chambers, who is Policy Implementation Lead at the National Mental Health Office with the HSE, is on the line. Mick, we often talk about children now as being digital natives, but that might be a bit misleading because it does suggest that they're well equipped to navigate the online world. We need to be careful of that, don't we?
We have to be. And we have to be aware that they are digital natives because they've grown up with this, with ICT, with the modern, if you like, from our perspective, devices in their hands and the connected world that we're all living in now. But are they prepared for that world? Mm-hmm. That's what we have to ask. That's the question we need to ask. And what are the implications of them using technology in the way that they do and in the way that kids often do things that they like? That kind of obsessive.
So when you see that 82% of primary school children are unsupervised online in their bedrooms, what do you see?
What I see is that bad actors and people who have nefarious motivations, people who want to exploit those children, have a direct connection to those kids. That's what I see. Mm-hmm. And I see kids, you know, and especially boys who take risks in their normal everyday characters will do the same online. And by taking those risks, they're exposing themselves to these people who would do them harm.
And Derek, I'm sure you would agree with that, that this does raise fairly serious questions about what these children are being exposed to.
No, absolutely. It's definitely a major public health issue, a major public health issue of our time. And I suppose the one thing that I'd also see, in addition to what Mick has outlined, is that, I suppose, sense of a digital disconnect between our children and our young people and then parents or adults who care about children and young people. So I think that there's something really important in terms of that generational gap in knowledge, understanding, intuitive use of technologies, and something that we need to, I think, really resource us, mm-hmm. the responsible adults around.
Yes, Derek, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. But just tell us a little bit more about what overexposure to the digital world, what impact that can have on children and on young people.
Sure. So look, we are within the HSE now, we consider this as another major mental health topic. So something that we address on the yourmentalhealth.ie website. And up to now, that over the last couple of years, we've really been trying to raise mental health literacy around things like anxiety, stress, low mood, sleep. But now we see social media use, online use as being another issue that's really a major public health issue across all generations. So we're trying to, I suppose, not just emphasise mental health literacy, but digital literacy in that regard, and mm-hmm. to try and, I suppose, make it part of more everyday conversations, so that parents feel empowered to talk to their children and young people, but also so that children and young people feel okay to talk to their parents about it. I mean, you mentioned some stats at the start, Claire, just in terms of children's maybe avoidance of telling adults, parents, what they see online, because maybe they're places where they shouldn't be online. So it's that sort of, that gap is something that we really, really need to bridge. And it's not easy. It's a difficult thing to navigate, which is why within the HSE, we partner with CyberSafe Kids. So CyberSafe Kids have launched their Same Rules Apply campaign today. So messages, campaigns like that are really, really important as a starting point for any of us. If we're concerned, if we feel like we need to be better resourced, just to be able to have some information to start those conversations with our kids, things like Same Rules Apply just are common sense to some extent, but things that we should tap into to encourage us to make the first step.
Yeah, we've got to know about it, don't we, before we even try to have those conversations, Mick? I mean, why do you think it is that parents struggle so much to, first of all, manage the amount of time that their children are spending online?
I think there's a gap in a kind of a generational gap to a certain extent. I would have said, like, say, 20 years ago, I would have said, you know, all of these problems that we're seeing now won't be problems later on because people will learn how the internet works and everything else. But it's all changing so fast. People are overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. They feel that technology is moving so fast that it's not even worth your while looking at it, you know. But I would argue that it's not about technology. This is about humans. Mm. And it's about a reflection of parents just acknowledging that there is a new reality, but engaging with their kids the same as they would. And I've used this euphemism many, many times before, but, you know, crossing the road, making sure they're safe crossing the road, making sure they're safe around farm equipment, you know, all that whole safety thing. It's just, this is just another layer on top mm-hmm. of that. And you don't have to worry about the technology. The technology is there to assist, to facilitate, etc. But it's also there to make massive profits for companies and everything else. And you have to realise that that might not connect in with the values of your family or the values that you want to impart to your child. So
yeah, but you know what Derek was talking about there? And, you know, he references the study where children who see something upsetting online, many of them don't discuss it with their parents. Perhaps because they feel that their parents, and children have always felt this, that their parents are dinosaurs and they wouldn't have a clue anyway. You know, how do you bridge that?
You bridge that through conversation, through bringing it in as part of the conversations in the household. You bring it in by good practice. You bring it in by good example, the same way you do to get your child to say thank you when they receive something from a stranger.
Modelling behaviour,
modelling behaviour, absolutely.
Put the phone away. We all have to do that, don't we?
If you're sitting there at the dinner table or storing the pasta and scrolling Instagram, what do you think your child is going to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I think it's brilliant that the likes of Derek is on this morning, that CyberSafe Kids are releasing stuff like this. You know, that this is Safe for Internet Day today. All of this is just around bringing that conversation around, which will bring the parents to have the conversations with the kids and the kids to feel safe and secure and to bring problems to their parents.
Yeah. And Derek, do you have any advice on that, you know, on having conversations with your children where they are willing to tell you about the negative experiences that they're having online?
Yeah, this morning I asked my 16-year-old daughter, I was saying, you know, I might be on the radio talking about this later, and any advice for me? And she immediately didn't pick up on the fact that it was about Safer Internet Day or technology. She brought it around to a more general conversation about how we're feeling as teenagers. So, you know, I think just echoing Mick, that talking, keeping the lines of communication open, you know, not giving up the first time. So just to keep at it, even though it might be challenging, and I suppose to resource us in being able to do that. It is about tapping into these types of services and the work that CyberSafe Kids do. It's also really important there, I think, just to flag the benefits of online and technology, the social connection, but also some fantastic services that are there now at our fingertips mm-hmm. that maybe balance some of the risk and harm that's out there.
That's a really valid point. I think we have to accept as well that it's not all bad, and a lot of children do their socialising through a game that they might play online now. You know, the things have changed in that regard.
The internet world is an absolute net benefit to kids. Mm-hmm. They have to be online. They have to be connected. They have to understand this new world. AI is coming and it's bringing a baseball bat of change with it. So we really have to make sure that kids are engaged and everything else. One of the biggest points I would make is the importance of understanding that point, that kids have to be online, that it is a positive thing. And so the most important thing for parents is that if their child comes to them with something or they get the inkling that there's something wrong connected with it, it's not the internet's fault necessarily. And to not run around like a headless chicken in the kitchen screaming and shouting or throwing phones out the windows. The kids need these things, right? Mm-hmm. They need them. Removing access to the phone might be the wrong thing to do at the wrong time. Calm, parental, guidance. There's huge amounts of help out there between webwise.ie, the ISPCC, ourselves, hotline.ie. It's all out there. Don't be afraid to go looking. Don't be afraid to sit down with your child and go through some of the resources that are available on webwise.ie.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting off connection, bad idea.
Right, okay, even though you might feel like doing it initially, when things happen.
It's the natural reaction,
yeah.
but it's the wrong one.
Even more benign stuff online, like influencers, like some of the people who are heroes now to kids and to teenagers, like we have to teach our children to question what they're doing because ultimately they're selling, right?
Yeah, no, that's it. And it's all about eyeballs. It's all about eyeballs on screens. It's all about ads and everything else. And Derek could speak better to that point in that these people are given over a version of life that is not reflected in the child's lives themselves. And that, if you want to come in here, Derek, I mean, what causes strain on the mental well-being.
It certainly does, because it leads to a lot of I want and why can't I have and why isn't my life like that? So how do we manage that one, Derek?
Listen, you know, critical thinking is something that, you know, it might feel a bit abstract, but to some extent it is encouraging that critical thinking, not just amongst children and young people, but ourselves, and just be able to see things for what they are and to know that it's not always real. And I think there's a real gender kind of lens that needs to be applied to this as well. I know in terms of the influencers who are out there, they're probably having a different impact in different ways in terms of gender role and how young boys, young girls are encouraged to perceive themselves or the idealized version of themselves. So again, it comes back to being able to have those conversations, which mm-hmm. you know they're not tricky, but they're tricky, but they're really important to be able to have.
Yeah, and that ideology around toxic masculinity, it can be very insidious, Derek. Would you agree? The way it creeps in.
Yeah, absolutely. I, again, as the parent of a teenage boy, it's something that I'm acutely conscious of, but don't always know how to address it. And it's, for me, my own personal strategy, but also what we encourage from within the HSE is that balancing. So Mick has mentioned some really fantastic resources already, but there are things like Spun Out, which a lot of your listeners will be familiar with that great organisation and the service that they provide now. Text about it, instant support from a trained volunteer, underpinned by lots of really great content on Spun Out itself. So yeah, it's about trying to see the bigger picture and encourage your children and young people to see the full online world and not go mm-hmm. down some of those dangerous rabbit holes, I suppose.
We're getting a lot of messages on this as we're chatting. Edward in Wicklow says, Australia seems to be the only country in the world that's taking on these billionaires and protecting children. Now, Edward says he's a real techie. I love the internet, but we have to protect children from corporations who are only interested in money, not in their health. And we know that the Australian Parliament approved a ban for children from under 16 using social media. The right way to go, yeah. Mick? They're going to do it anyway, aren't they?
I'm not sure. Bans can be. I'm actually a little bit conflicted about the Australian
bans.
Law. Yeah, bans, ban this, ban that. And, you know, coming from a policing background, I've seen where bans just don't work. You know, if mm-hmm. the demand is there, the demand will be supplied. I think the way forward is to understand that companies are about profit, and that's it. To understand that. It's part of the fabric of life now, and you need to address it as part of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I've mentioned already, AI is going to change everything we do in the very near future. And we should have had those conversations about social media. We didn't. We're having those conversations now. There's an AI summit in Paris today.
Yeah.
We're having those conversations now. Brilliant.
Yeah, this listener says Snapchat is the main method of communication for all teenagers who are over the age of 12, but the messages delete automatically. I'm sure many people are aware of that. So that listener just wants to know, how can you keep an eye on what's going on as a parent, Mick?
But you can keep an eye by having that conversation, by knowing who they're connecting with, by asking them and exchanging with them, depending on the age of the child, of course.
Well, there's a lot of trust there now with Snapchat, isn't there?
There is a lot. Well, trust, Snapchat is a particularly, as far as I'm aware, as far as I am concerned, Snapchat has particular elements of it that are quite problematic. And, for example, Snap Maps. you know, this idea that the kids know where each other are.
Yeah, if you have your location on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there are problematic areas there. Coming back to the original point is, how do you know? Well, you know by having the conversation, by exchanging passwords, by ensuring that the parental controls are turned on.
So you can control that location device on that. You can disable it.
But you can talk to the child about the disadvantages of having that on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can switch it off.
But you can understand how, if there's a group of friends and they've all decided, well, we're all going to know where everybody is.
Yes.
Why they'd want to have it on.
And that's no problem if it's your own friends.
Sorry, I'm playing out the argument that okay, I'm probably going to have
and
in
it's
the
no
years
problem.
To come.
And listen, love, it's no problem. Not to you now. I mean,
to
I'm
the
talking
child.
To the
yeah,
child. Yeah. Listen, love, you know, it's no problem. But you and Mary Ellen and Jane know where each other are all the times. But have you switched it off so that the whole world doesn't know where you are all the time?
Yeah, but to be smart about
Correct.
It.
Correct.
And Derek, how do you feel about the Australian ban for under-16s on social media?
I'm a bit like Mick, I suppose. You know, I'd be a bit kind of wary of bans, and I think it's more about learning to live with the technology in the right kind of ways. Again, easier said than done, and it is a massive challenge. But late last year, an online health task force was established, and that's specifically set up to look at these issues that we're discussing this morning, and to consider especially our children and young people and their safety in that world. So this, you know, it's a major move in an Irish context to have this, you know, important public health forum to I suppose work over the next 12 months or so and come out with the right advice for government in terms of how we tackle it here. But in the meantime, you know, that's not about saying this is something that we push out to the work of the task force. In the meantime, we have to make sure that we're resourcing those really good places online and those safe places online. And then, yeah, the conversation, it's really all about that communication and conversation with our children and young people.
Yeah, so many messages coming in on this, including from Jara, who says that she doesn't agree, or he doesn't agree, that these children need to be online, that they shouldn't be online. Their children are not online and they are streets ahead of their peers in terms of using their natural abilities. Mick, you think children do need to be online, as you said earlier.
I do, but I think they need to be online in an age-appropriate and properly supervised manner.
Yeah.
So that man makes a very valid point. If that's the part of your family values that the kids don't go online, well then, you know, good for you. You know, but in it, like, the online world and offline world are merging rapidly.
Okay, listen, we've got to leave it there. But if anyone is interested on reading up more about that, this is all part of Cyber Safe Kids, which is launching this campaign today. It's called Same Rules Apply. That is seeking to support parents in approaching children's lives online. And it is Safer Internet Day today as well. So if you want to get more information, just go to cybersafekids.ie or Mick's own site, which is hotline.ie as well. And Derek Chambers from the HSE, thank you both for joining us. Okay, we're going to take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.